I am Tammy Bobo. Today is November the 9th, 1992. I'm in Oxford, Alabama. I'm doing a history project for Dr. Suzanne Marshall. I'm interviewing Gail Fulton. Okay.
My name is Gail Fulton. I was born February the 8th, 1940 to Iris and Lawrence Jones. My father was born March the 25th, 1909, and he died August the 5th, 1981. My mother was born March the 5th, 1911, and died September 3rd, 1989.
What did your parents do for a living?
They both worked at the Anderson Manufacturing Company in the weave room. We lived in the old mill village, which the houses were owned by the mill village and was leased to the people that worked there. I have one brother, his name is Edward, and I have three sisters, Mary, Therese, and Claire, which are twins. And we went to grammar school at Pitt Avenue, which was directly across the street from where we lived. We lived on Pitt Avenue. And then we went to Johnson Junior High School, and then we went off to Anniston High School.
We'll start where that y'all lived in the Mill Village, and what it was called?
We lived in what was called the Mill Village. That's what it was known as because of the Anniston Manufacturing Company. The Mill Village was located behind the mill from 11th Street to 16th Street in Anniston. Life in a mill village was a very close-knit family. Everyone knew everyone, and we just, the streets were, the mill used to furnish a lot of our entertainment. Like, we'd all go up to this little park behind the school, and on Friday nights, and they would show movies, and the families would go and sit on blankets and take snack foods and everything, and they would show movies.
What did they show them?
A big screen. They set up a big screen. It was like a drive-in movie, except you walked, and you sat there, and you could have your picnics and watch the movie. And then they had a clubhouse that was built right at the end of our street that people would go there and have their birthday parties, their anniversary parties, and then later when Pine Avenue's Baptist Church burned down, well then that's where they held the church services.
Did everybody that lived in the mill go to Pine Avenue Baptist Church?
Just about everybody that lived there went to that church. And
what else did y'all do besides the movies?
Well, when we got older and wanted to go to ball games at the high school, well, a bunch of us would start out at my house, maybe two or three of us, and Mother would cook chili for us, and then we would start walking, and then we'd go up and walk up through Walnut, and we'd pick up a friend here, and we'd walk up and pick up another friend, and then time we got to the ball game, which was at Anniston Memorial Stadium, then maybe there'd be 10 of us, and we'd watch the ball game, and then we'd have to walk back home, which probably was about 3 or 4 miles. And just saying, when we went to junior high school, we had to walk there, and it was even further than that, probably about maybe 5 or 6 miles that we had to walk in all kinds of weather, cold, hot, rain, whatever, we still had to walk.
Well, did the meal furnish like a company store or?
No, we bought groceries, and there was no store. We bought groceries at a red grocery store, which was a Jitney Jungles back then, which I don't think there's any Jitney Jungles anymore, not around here anyway. But Thursday afternoons was grocery buying day. Everybody bought groceries on Thursday afternoon. That's the day the mail paid, so that was payday, so everybody bought groceries. That was just something that happened every week, you know, just you could count on Thursday being grocery day.
Well, what did, and Mama, she worked in the mill too.
Yes, she did.
Well, what did she do? I mean, did she have any help come into the house, or did y'all do it?
No, we had to do, we got up in the mornings and made up our own beds, and each night each child had a night to wash dishes. We take turns, and if there's any arguing going on, then she ended up making a calendar and had it written down each night. Each girl had their night to wash dishes. They got off at 2:30 in the afternoon, so she did most of the housework, but after she cooked supper at night, each girl had to clean up the kitchen.
What time did they go to work in the morning?
At 4:30 in the morning.
The research I did on Asta Manufacturing said that there was a bale, and that for years, the bale up in the mill woke Aniston up. Did y'all ever hear a bale? Was it still there when y'all lived there?
I don't remember it.
You don't remember a bale?
I remember the city clock, though. The city clock would chime, and we could hear that.
Yeah. Well, I just know the research.
Now, I remember that, this may get further ahead, but when the war ended, that we were standing out, and the bell was ringing then.
So the bell was still there.
The bell was ringing. It was there, but I don't think they
chimed in the morning.
We didn't hear it every day, but I do remember. I was just real little, but I remember that bell ringing when the war ended.
Well, the war ended in 48.
So I was 8 years old. And that's the thing I remember most about it, standing out, and all the people on the block was standing out and listening to the bell ring.
But can you ever remember a time when you were little, when Mama and Papa worked at the mill? Was there like a hard time? Did they have a slow period? Or
no, I don't remember them ever being laid off. Or maybe they'd have short days. Maybe one or two days they may be laid off, but not very often. Mother and Daddy both made good money in the mill.
Yeah.
We had a good life. We had everything we needed.
A lot of what we wanted.
Yes, we were the first one on the block to get a television. And all the neighbors would come in to our house and watch the TV.
Yeah.
We were the first one on
the block. How old you were? Do you remember how old you were?
I don't remember how old I was. Yeah. I don't remember when the TV was invented.
Well,
I wasn't very old, though. I was still a kid.
Yeah. Do you remember anything like shocking that ever went on in the mill that everybody talked about, or exciting, or
no,
anything eventful?
Just a lot of hard work, though, I remember talking about.
Well, when you went to school, were y'all considered a different class of people?
Yeah, we were considered
white trash.
We were considered a lower class of people because we came from the mill. But when I went to school, I was dressed as well. And then when I was in Aniston High School, I was one of the very few kids that had a car. And I worked at Wakefield, so I was dressed nicer than some.
Yeah. So there wasn't any social stigmatism?
Yes.
There was.
Yes. Aniston High School was very divided, and we lived on the wrong side of the track.
Even though your parents may have made money, more money than somebody lived on the other side of the track.
But we were considered because we lived on this side of the railroad track, which was right two blocks from my house. We were considered a lower class and mill village. That's what we call mill village people.
Yeah. Well, what kind of people, like today, what kind of people come out? Like, I know there's a prominent doctor and lawyer that come from the mill, right? Dr. Stewart.
Dr. Battles, a urologist, he came from over there. Mm-hmm. And one of my friends is married to one of those prominent men in Aniston.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people came from over there that are up in the world today.
Yeah. Okay. So, I know there are at least three mills and mill villages. I know there's one in Blue Mountain, one in Piedmont, and one in Jacksonville, and then the Aniston Manufacturing Mill Village. Is there a difference?
Yeah, the difference
in the mill
between those is there was a class distinction at Aniston High School because the top of the mountain, 10th Street Mountain kids, came to Aniston High, and then us from over on the wrong side of the tracks came to Aniston High School, so there's two classes of people there. And your Blue Mountain Mill, most of those kids went to Alexandria, which was a rural area anyway, and there wasn't a class distinction there.
Yeah. So, okay, that's the differences in the mills. Anything else in the mill village that you can think of that went on? I mean, well, 4th of July, was there a special celebration or nothing special?
No, just the mill closed down on the week of the 4th of July, and that's everybody took their vacation. We went to Pensacola, Florida every year.
So y'all did take vacation?
Yes, so we took a vacation every year, 5 children, and we all took a vacation every year. And two, we all used to go. Most of the men were big fishermen, and they took their families with them. I can remember going and camping out on the riverbanks, not just us, but maybe 5 or 6 different families in the mill village. We'd just all go and just have one big campground. And 2 or 3 families would go to Pensacola, go to the same place, and we'd all stop in. Every year we did the same thing. We'd stop in Montgomery at the Capitol and take pictures there, and then we'd go on down to Pensacola and spend a week, and then we'd come back.
Okay. So, go back to the high school, you know, from high school on then. Were you a cheerleader or anything in high school?
In junior high school, I was a cheerleader, but a basketball cheerleader, but I wasn't one to get up in front of crowds, so that didn't last very long. I quit before the season was over.
Okay.
And then I went on to Aniston High School. And another thing was that in junior high school there was a class distinction too. The same thing happened, but I was most popular for the 3 years I was, 2 years I was there, because the across the tracks kind of ganged up.
Yeah.
And put
there's
me,
more of us.
Yeah, there was more of us, so they could. So that's the reason I got more most popular there.
Okay. And then
in high school, I didn't do a whole lot there.
You quit.
I didn't like school too much, so I quit in
11th.
And then, and when I was in the 11th, that's when I met the man I'm married to now. He was graduated, but he was from. He lived on 15th and Walnut, which was just right up from the mill village, and he'd just gotten out of the service, and his family went to church with us, but I didn't know him too well then. It was after he came out of the service, and then we got married, then we had 2 children right off, and he worked at Lee Brothers, and he got a job out there when he got out of the service to play ball with Lee Brothers, and he played on semi-pro ball and league there, and then I got a job at Linen Thread in the netting department, and they gave me the job so he would play ball with them, so he played with them for, I don't know how many years, he played for 2 or 3 different teams, so I don't know how many years he played for them.
So where did y'all live?
Oh, we've lived everywhere in this town. So I'm over Anderson and out at Sachs.
Well, why did y'all not live in the mill village? Why did you and Daddy not? Why did you and your husband not live in the mill village?
We didn't live in the mill village because he didn't work then. You had to.
Oh,
you had to work in the mill village then.
Yeah.
But
would
you
have?
See, at that time. It was short after that, after I married and left, that the mill started selling off the houses. They sold the company to the Chicopee Company.
This is
1958. And then they started selling off the houses, and Mother and Daddy bought the house that we lived in. And they lived there, I don't know how many years they lived there, but in the meantime, I had gotten a divorce. And we had moved, me and the 2 girls had moved back into the house with Mother and Daddy. And during that time, the blacks started buying into the mill village, and one built in next door to us, and Daddy caught the girls talking to the little black kids through the fence, so he put our house up for sale. And then they moved. We rented a house in Oxford.
Was your daddy a racist?
Not really, but back then the blacks and whites didn't mix. He didn't have anything against the blacks, it's just that they don't mix.
Yeah.
back then.
So he would have sold it. He ended up selling the house anyway.
Yeah, he would have sold it anyway.
It was just faster because the kids didn't.
Yes, because the blacks moved in, it made it faster.
Yeah.